Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 17th, 2019 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for March 17th to March 24th and beyond? Okay, so there's a lot going on in the zodiac this week. But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. The vernal equinox, aka the first day of spring, will be on Wednesday, March 20th. This is the day when the arc of the sun's apparent path is midway between the extremes of its seasonal motion. On this day, the length of daytime and nighttime become equal. Traditional agrarian cultures celebrate the vernal equinox as a time to begin planting. In Vedic astrology, this time is viewed as a transition. As the sun crosses the celestial equator, it is leaving the southern hemisphere and entering the northern hemisphere. Celestial transitions are considered as times when the overall energy is weakened. Therefore, the day of the equinox, as well as the days immediately before and after, are considered inauspicious for important events, but still good for spiritual activities. Also, on Wednesday, March 20th, there's a full moon at 5 degrees sidereal Virgo. This marks the culmination of the energies of the Hindu lunar month Falguna, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign, of the full moon, Uttara Falguni. Note that this full moon is in Mercury's sign Virgo, and since the power of the moon is dependent on its sign ruler, which is still, at this time, retrograde, therefore not behaving normally, the energy of the lunar month is considered compromised. By the way, speaking of Mercury, the planet of rational thinking will be retrograde until March 28th, and by the end of this week will be conjunct Neptune, the planet of illusion and confusion. This is not good. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking and communication, is prone to create difficulties while retrograde. Adding in the energy of delusional, irrational Neptune can only compound the problem. Therefore, the end of this Mercury retrograde period will be a doozy. More misunderstandings, mistakes in transactions, delays and malfunctions, distortion in the media, and so on. On Thursday, March 21st, Venus changes signs, leaving sidereal Capricorn and entering Aquarius. This puts the planet of love and devotion in the sign of humanitarian and social action, which is good for all groups dedicated to making the world a better place to live in. So, this planetary combination will be a turn-on for all the social reformer types out there. But by leaving Capricorn and entering Aquarius, Venus will be joining up with retrograde Mercury and Neptune, which are both currently transiting in this sign. The planet of love, combining with the planet of communication and the planet of idealism, will be good for romance, but there's also a problem. Because even after Mercury finishes its retrograde, in other words, after March 28th, the planet will be tightly combined with Neptune, resulting in irrational thinking and miscommunication. Venus, combining its energies with Neptune as well, means the planet of art and creativity will be together with the planet of the imagination, which is good for creative projects. But as the planet of agreement, combining with the planet of distrust and suspicion, the Venus-Neptune combo isn't going to work out so well for agreements. And then, Venus's love, combined with Neptune's fantasy and illusions, can produce a romance that is unrealistic. Next change in the zodiac is on Friday, March 22nd, when Mars changes signs, leaving sidereal Aries where it has been for the last 6 weeks and entering Taurus. The planet of action and force will manifest its energy from the venue of the sign of materialism and value for the next 6 weeks. Mars is the planet of anger and combat. Taurus is the sign of the bull. As we know, when the bull gets mad, it's bad. Note that Taurus is a sign ruled by Venus, so by being in Venus's sign, Mars is transferring some of its aggressive energy to the planet of romance and relationship, which makes Venus behave rather badly. Also note that the two planets are in a square aspect to each other. In other words, this is not a friendly pattern. Therefore, during the next several weeks, the planet of action and force and the planet of relationship, guidance, and finance will be at odds with one another. So, romance, getting guidance, finding agreement will not be doing so good. And now for one more change in the zodiac coming this week. The moon's nodes, Rahu and Ketu, will be changing signs on Saturday, March 23rd. The nodes move backwards through the zodiac. Rahu, the north node, will enter Gemini. Ketu, the south node, will enter Sagittarius. The nodes are the intersection points of the path of the sun and the path of the moon, as seen from the earth. They are the eclipse points. When the sun and moon arrive at one of the nodes at the same time, on a new moon, we get a solar eclipse. When they arrive at the nodes oppositely, with the earth lining up in the middle, we get a lunar eclipse. The nodes are important in Vedic astrology. Since they are the eclipse points, they tend to cause distortion and change to whatever they affect in the zodiac or in a personal chart. So the problem that comes up immediately, other than adjusting to the new sign positions of the nodes, is that Ketu, when it enters Sagittarius, will be immediately combining forces with Pluto and Saturn. This is a potentially nasty combination, since all three are what astrologers consider to be natural malefics, in other words, with a strong potential for doing harm. If you are interested, you can read an article I wrote about this entitled Shiva is Coming, which is posted on my website, livingskillfully.com. Next week, I'll be doing a special report on the effects of the nodes for each of the rising sign charts. And now, before leaving, a short pitch for donations. It does take a lot of time and effort to put these videos together. I'm not just sitting in front of a camera talking. You can show your appreciation for what this YouTube channel does for you by donating a few bucks to keep it and me going. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.